This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Jerry Greenberg, great guy, talented guy, NBA TV, NBA on TNT, NBA expert, and because he's a super good dude, as I said, graciously in this moment a guest here on Writer Than You. Jared, what's up, buddy?
My gracious, Tom promised me a few thousand bucks.
Tom does that. Tom's a liar, Jared. Let's just get it out there.
Oh, okay.
Tom's, right, no, I'm just kidding. No, good for you. Really? A couple grand?
Yeah.
All right. You let me know if the check doesn't clear, because we will give Tom a hard time every day on the show if he doesn't make good. A man's word is his bond and a contract of his soul. Jared Greenberg here on the show. Before we get into the news of the day, I was just discussing a really interesting report from the New York Daily News and a reporter, Christian Winfield, who just gave some insight into the game of chicken going on between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie wants a long deal. The Nets don't want to do that. For you, to what degree would you be willing or not willing to give Kyrie Irving a bunch of years to keep this situation going in Brooklyn?
I mean, the only way you have to realistically consider it, if you're Brooklyn, is if he comes in way under market value and you know, I'm not going to even throw out a number. I mean, I don't know. $10-15 million, I guess. I guess I will throw out a number. I lied to you. Sorry. I don't know. Like, so in the first instance that you feel like you want to trade him, you can. But the issue is that, like, if I'm the Nets, you've got to survey the landscape. We've oftentimes deemed contracts untradeable. John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, and then all of a sudden, look, they're on a new team because there's somebody who wants that. And I would imagine there is somebody who would want Kyrie Irving, but I can't imagine for $40-50 million a year, there would be somebody who would be willing to now trade half to three quarters of their roster to get him, right? Like, so I don't know. I would be very hesitant if I was the Nets. I was on the air the night that it came out that Kyrie and KD were going as a package deal to Brooklyn, and I thought it was a mistake at the time. I was shocked that KD was willing to attach himself to Kyrie. Great player, great talent, but just unpredictable in terms of number of injuries, got huge knee issues in his past. And then there's just always something that pops up, whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent, there's just always something that pops up that keeps him from playing basketball in big moments. And you know, for a team like Brooklyn, you got to win a championship. You got to contend for championships, and you can't have guys who are not around.
Jared Greenberg dropping truth here on CBS Sports Radio. Jared, I know it's somewhat of a fool's game to speculate about injuries when you see players not perform at a level you expect. But just watching Jimmy Butler, he doesn't look right to me. And we know, obviously, he missed part of a game in the series with some knee inflammation. Is that what's going on as your best guess? Would we chalk more of it up to the Celtics' defense, which obviously has been impressive all year, at least since January, and certainly in the postseason? Is it a combination of things? How do we explain Jimmy Butler and company, like the whole team's offensive deficiencies the last couple games in particular?
You know, I thought Jeff Van Gundy made an outstanding point last night on the broadcast. I don't know if you heard this, Bill, where he started getting into, and then they kind of you know, went off into a different area of subject. But I think what he started to say was, you know, it's a little ridiculous that we're willing to give certain guys a pass because they're on the court and injured, while other guys are on the court and have, you know, not necessarily the same injury, but also have issues with their body, and they're playing outstanding. Like Robert Williams last night, like his defense last night was sensational. He's got as many injuries as anybody else out there. So I'm not going to – listen, I'm sure Jimmy Butler is injured. I'm not questioning that at all, but he is out there. And I think we have to say, if you're going to be out there, you got to be good enough to play. And we can't use injury as an excuse, because especially in this matchup, when the Celtics have as many guys, if not more, that are banged up too, and key guys too. I mean, Tatum's shoulder is messed up. He missed his first six shots last night. So if we're not going to give Tatum a pass, why are we giving Jimmy Butler a pass? I think we've got to say this Heat roster, which we thought was so good, there are some glaring issues to it. And we saw last night, like Bam Adebayo in the second half, or was it the fourth quarter, when he finally showed some darn initiative, he was able to score. But for the first three quarters of the game, it looked like he was afraid of Robert Williams. And at times, you know, Grant Williams and Al Horford were on him, and he still had that same hesitancy. So I don't know, man. I just think that there's a lack of support right now around Jimmy Butler, which is making his offensive issues last night much more glaring.
It is a great point. I did not hear that point, but it's a really astute observation. Talking to Jared Greenberg here on the show. And Jared, I'll say this. We saw the Celtics utterly confound Kevin Durant in the Nets. And then I think most folks, sounds like not you and I, but most folks thought Brooklyn was going to be a really formidable first-round opponent for whoever they faced. It was Boston. I know that Giannis put up, you know, big numbers and his box score was great, and he's a great player. But the Celtics took a guy that shot almost 56% from the field in the regular season and turned him into a 45% field goal shooter and made it just really hard on him to do what he wanted to do. And obviously they're able to beat Milwaukee. And now they've done this to the Heat. Presuming that Boston is one of the 82% of teams that win a game five when the series is knotted like they did last night and they move on to play presumably the Warriors, what is the likelihood that the Celtics can keep surprising and make life a lot more difficult for the Warriors offense than maybe a lot of us anticipated?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to pause and say it wouldn't surprise me if this Boston-Miami series goes seven, right? Like, there was, based on the way the series has gone so far, we are very likely to see a much different Miami team tomorrow night than we did last night. But I will play along with you because I do like these games. I think, you know, Golden State has been up and down as well. And you know, they're a team that 2 weeks ago I was at a game thinking that I was in some surreal dream where they lost by 55 points to a team that didn't have its best player. Like, Golden State is – what I don't think people realize about Golden State is and I don't know if today they would admit this, but 2 months ago they would have admit this. They're a year ahead of where they expected to be. Right, because of how many young players they were bringing along that were important, plus Clay's injury, plus you throw in the midseason injury to Steph and Draymond. Like, this team thought, all right, well, whatever we get this year is gravy. Next year is the year we're going to bring back the dynasty and start to contend for championships. The fact that they're here now is remarkable, but they're also not the true form of who they will be eventually. Like, the Warriors may win a championship this year, Bill, and come into next season a whole lot better than they were during their championship run.
Jared Greenberg here on the show. All right, I like that you'll play along with these thought experiments. Let's just say that the Mavericks win tonight, which I don't think is the expected outcome, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing on the face of the earth. Who would you peg, if that were to happen, to be more likely to stage a comeback down 3-2, the Mavs or the Heat?
I would say the Heat, just because they've been in these situations before, that they have that experience. Like Jason Kidd said something when they were down 3-0 the other day, which I thought was really poignant, and I wish people understood this, and it really is important that I think that internally Dallas understands that, at least their head coach does, that for the most part, with very few exceptions, Bill, in NBA history, particularly recent history, do you just get a champion out of nowhere, right? They typically build to something. They typically have some sort of setback in the years preceding their championship that teach them the importance of whatever values they need to learn to become the best of the best. And Dallas, yes, they've had some heartbreaking first-round losses over the last few years, but now this is real. Now they can taste it. Now they came into the series 4 wins away from going to competing for an NBA championship. Now this is a little different. This will be, I can almost guarantee you, this will be the series that gets Luka in check for coming into next season in shape and not messing around with the integrity of the regular season to make him not only an MVP candidate next year, but also to make Dallas a championship contender. And that's, you know, that's why I don't think Dallas is quite ready just yet. I think Miami was a couple of wins away from a championship a couple of years ago, and they're all ticked off, and I know this to be fact. They're really mad at the world that thinks that they only made it to the NBA Finals because they were in the NBA bubble, and this whole bubble Butler thing I'm sure is going to be creeping into Jimmy Butler's mind over the next 24 hours here, and he's going to come out tomorrow, injured or not, and play significantly better.
Jared Greenberg, Jared, you're so good at your job, bro. I'm just going to brag. I usually brag about you guys when you get off, the good ones. I'm going to brag about you here. You are excellent at what you do. Jared S. Greenberg on Twitter is the follow. You can see him on NBA TV, NBA on TNT. And I'm Bill Ryder. This is Ryder Than You on CBS Sports Radio. Let me take something you said that I think is so interesting and so astute and take it to another sort of thought experiment place. You talked about, Jared, the Warriors being a year ahead of schedule. They're obviously capable of winning an NBA title this year. They are literally the betting favorite right now. It's the likely outcome, not the guaranteed outcome. If they win this year, they come in next year, and they're the favorites. And they manage to win next year, too. And we wake up in some universe where Steph Curry has 5 rings and, you know, a couple post-Durant, and LeBron is still at 4. Not what the conversation will be on some of the shows in the morning, people scream at each other. What's the proper way, the honest proper way to analyze Steph and LeBron historically if we live in a universe where Steph Curry has more championships than LeBron James?
So I'm not going to ever go there and entertain the thought that Steph Curry was a better basketball player in his career than LeBron James. Like, and I'm near the top of the Steph Curry fan club. I'll admit that, but I'm not going to go there with Steph. Like, it just the pure dominance that LeBron had over the game. The fact that LeBron is among the career leaders in assists, and also is going to eventually in the next 2 years become the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And he was never in his career ever once known as a score-first guy. LeBron James is among the greatest of all time. Whether you want to put him ahead or behind of Kareem or Michael, that's up to you. You have that argument. But he's definitely ahead of Steph. But I think Steph has definitely become a top-5 point guard in the history of the NBA. Maybe top-3. And I think if he does that, if he gets to 5 rings, he is definitely, and I think he's already in the conversation. I probably on the outside looking in, but he's definitely there among the top 10 players of all time. Definitely in the top 15. I mean, is he better all time than Oscar? Maybe. Is he better than Jerry West? Maybe. Jerry West, went to 9 NBA finals or 10 NBA finals and was 1-9 all time, right? Like 5 is a lot better than 1. If we're going to say Bill Russell's in there just because he won 11 rings, then we got to put Steph Curry in there, right? So I think Steph Curry is definitely knocking on the door of being one of the 10 greatest players of all time.
Yeah, and that's sort of where I go. And where I go is I can't put Steph above LeBron for all the reasons you said in this make-believe scenario. I mean, I feel pretty, just personally, Jared, comfortable sort of going 1-4, right? Just I have an order in my brain or a group of guys that are pretty obvious. 5-12 get really difficult for me. I think they're fairly interchangeable. But I think I'd put Steph pretty high on that list if he gets to that point. And I think it's interesting, like, he might be the best point guard of all time. He's certainly in the conversation. Jared Greenberg here on the show. All right, Jared, last one for you. And I keep jumping around in time. Let's get back into the present. I saw, Jared, last night I saw 5 things in the air with my daughter on the beach that are not identified that were in the air. Now, someone told me it might be a fighter jet because they can come up vertically. So I'm just, my headspace is a little off because I saw a UFO. Not an alien spacecraft. I just saw something that did make sense in the air, and everyone on the show is making fun of me. Grounding myself again, no pun intended, What do you think happens in this game tonight? We know Luka Doncic is incredible in elimination games. We know the Warriors obviously have experience with putting teams away. Do you think there's a high likelihood the Mavs are in this thing and or can win this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I love that you said how clutch he has become. You know, I'll just quickly, if you'll oblige, I'll go back to my three-month prison stay in the NBA bubble. One of the signature moments, you know, if we were to ever write a book of the NBA bubble, one of the signature moments was Luka against the Clippers in the bubble. I was actually in my room, in my motel room in the bubble that they put us up at, and I wasn't at the arena. And I'm telling you, the whole place, which was a massive spread-out campus, it wasn't like a hotel, like a traditional hotel where we were, where like there were rooms stacked among each other and it was like a skyscraper. It was like kind of like a motel feel. I'm not exaggerating when the entire campus just erupted and yelled out and yelped that Luka hit that shot against the Clippers inside the NBA bubble. It was just unbelievable. I think he got did you get the double bang, I think, from Mike Breen, which was unbelievable. So yes, he's capable. And yes, I would imagine this game will be tight tonight, but I think the Warriors close this out at home. Are they home? I'm all lost.
Yes, they are. No, I know. Yeah, trust me. It's it's hard to know. Right. No, I get it. Yeah. They are home. They are home.
Yeah. The Warriors will close this out tonight in San Francisco.
So you'll appreciate this. I'll leave it here. I have made a huge error in judgment as it relates to the fabric of the universe, the time-space continuum of the NBA. I've never done this. Longtime sports writer, now sports, I guess, multimedia person. I never book travel until it's set. I learned the hard way. Don't write a column in the fourth quarter of a team's up 12, because then you start the column, you buy Bill Ryder, and then a single word after that, the game's going to turn. I did book my Warriors hotel, perhaps non-refundable, CBS Sports Viacom, when they got up 3-0. So there's a real degree of likelihood. Right. So, yes. So we're probably going to Dallas. I totally screwed everything up.
Well, I mean, that is risky. I've done way worse things than that.
Have you?
I won't say that over the air because, you know, to me, it's not the company that I'm screwing over. It's like the teams, they find out that you're essentially rooting for something, and then they get really
right.
mad at you.
True.
I've done way worse things. I've had to change flights at 3 in the morning, Bill, local time, to get where I need to go at like 6 in the morning. So, yeah, these things happen. And, yes, it will ultimately be your fault. And keep in mind here, too, that the whole NBA Finals, the structure of it changes if Golden State wins versus Dallas, because Golden State has home court advantage over both Boston and Miami.
Right, right.
But Dallas only has home court advantage over Boston and not Miami.
Yep.
So if Dallas wins, we have three different scenarios of where this thing could start.
Yeah, no, I had hotels in Dallas and Miami. And look, I'm going to spend my day trying to explain, if the Mavs win, trying to explain to my bosses why I should be in San Francisco for an NBA Finals that's not there. So if you have any thoughts, Jared Greenberg, you have my phone number. But yeah, what do I say?
I just say you go. Just go to San Francisco no matter what, regardless of where the Finals are. I mean, you can zoom into everything these days, right?
That's true. And just every hotel room. Yeah, they'll never know. Well, they will now because they listen. I was dumb by me. Jared Greenberg, you're a good man, buddy. I'm looking forward to seeing you, hopefully in San Francisco, but somewhere in the week.
Sure. Be good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother. Jared Greenberg on the show. Let's. How's buy or sell today? I don't even know. You know what? I'm going to speak for Tom. I'm gonna. Today's buy or sell is Tom DeCelestino's greatest professional accomplishment of all time. Yeah, it is. And it's next on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you, along with Andrew Bogish, Tom DeCelestino, and others. Let's do by yourself.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
So I've got some surprise buy or sell questions for you, D-Cell, but you go first. You do a few.
Do I need to participate in these buy or sell questions? Because something, I don't know, call me crazy, is telling me I don't want to participate.
They're for you.
All right, then I guess participation is key. Now, much like yesterday, Bill, because I know you loved it so much, we have so many NFL headlines to get to. Now, it's been well documented that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is not interested in discussing a long-term deal with Baltimore right now. He said he's focusing on football. But apparently, he also is not interested in showing up for voluntary OTAs, leaving his head coach, John Harbaugh, to answer questions about his absence.
We've been down this road many times, right, through the years. So I just let Lamar speak for himself on that. It's for him to talk about. You can ask him. It's not for me to speak for somebody else on that. You know, it's up to him to speak for himself on that.
I think John Harbaugh wants Lamar Jackson to speak for himself. Buy or sell that the Ravens are getting frustrated with Lamar Jackson?
I'll sell. I mean, look, maybe a little,
sell.
But I think it's a standard operating procedure. All right. Let me say this. I'll buy they're frustrated. I'll sell that they're expressing it. Like, I'm sure they are behind the scenes.
When you mix in that he doesn't want to talk contract in the offseason and then doesn't show up to voluntary OTAs when he said he's focusing on football.
I get it. So here's my thing. I think it's a well-run organization. I'm going to use a marriage comparison again. Lori and I have a rule. I think it's a really healthy one. We don't fight in front of other people. We try really hard not to fight in front of our kids, which is easier said than done when you live together. But we do not fight in front of other people. We don't fight in front of our parents. We don't fight at restaurants. We don't fight in public. I think it's incredibly disrespectful. I think it says something about your respect for your partner. And not everybody, like, I've been out with family, friends, whatever, where they have, like, throw down fights in front of you. And I think it is detrimental to a relationship, and I just think it's not right. Okay. If I'm right in that assessment, that's a problem. I think the Ravens share the same philosophy. Do I think there's frustration? Yes. Do I think they're mad? Probably. But I think they're handling it the right way by not having a brawl in public.
All right. Yesterday, a Nevada judge denied the NFL's motion to dismiss former Raiders head coach John Gruden's lawsuit, which means it will go to trial unless a settlement is reached. Now, remember back in November, Gruden filed said lawsuit against the league, alleging that his racist and homophobic emails were released in order to get back at him for being outspoken against Commissioner Roger Goodell. Buy or sell that John Gruden has a case.
Two things can be true at once. John Gruden should have been fired. Private communications were leaked by the National Football League, presumably to humiliate John Gruden. I'll buy.
Bye.
And what I think is interesting about this, I'm not an attorney, but I do play one on the radio sometimes, that if you're John Gruden's attorney, I think a very interesting approach to take would be if there are other things in those documents, those thousands and thousands of documents, that show homophobia, misogyny, racism, and I would imagine that there is, that aren't about John Gruden, that didn't get leaked, I think you can prove and show that there was a targeted effort to attack John Gruden and not to attack the notion of racism and rooting it out.
We've seen this in the past, albeit many, many years ago. Al Davis, Jerry Jones trying to take on the NFL. It usually doesn't end well.
I agree.
Taking on the NFL is no easy task.
But the difference is John Gruden, how much of his $100 million did he cash? 40 of it? 50 million?
Yeah, I think it was close to 50.
He doesn't need the money. He's not Brian Flores. I mean, Brian Flores has done well in his life, but I don't think Brian Flores has generational wealth. Gruden does. Being rich makes it a lot easier to not care to hire the right attorneys and to take on an employer that you would otherwise want to pay you money in the future.
All right. We mentioned this earlier in the show yesterday. Tom Brady, Andrew Bogut's favorite quarterback, went viral yet again. This time, as he prepares for the match next Wednesday, he shot a hole-in-one, which was filmed Now, there is some discrepancy. Josh Allen may be criticizing Brady, saying that it could be fake. Brady, however, was not done. He traded some jabs with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and yes, even Aaron Rodgers, who will be Brady's teammate during the match.
They'll give us a little bit of a run for our money, but these young guys are coming out firing, so y'all better bring y'all's A game.
I got my boy Mike there ready to catch. I don't even know who caught Aaron. Devontae left him, and Tyreek left you, Patrick. Josh, don't worry, someone's going to leave you too.
I love you.
My boy Mike never left me, I'll tell you that. But anyway, we're on the same team, Aaron. Josh and Patrick aren't going to get any, so you ready?
Tom Brady throwing shade at Patrick Mahomes for Tyreek Hill leaving for Miami, and to Aaron Rodgers that Devontae Adams is now in Las Vegas. Buy or sell Tom Brady's likability?
Buy.
Buy.
Buy or sell. So if you missed the whole one, Tom Brady had a drone supposedly filming his swing. The drone is flying basically at ground level, even with the ball. The entourage is filming it, filming the drone and the drone filming, and they say swing. So Brady swings at the exact time that on his follow-through, the drone follows through to follow the ball, the golf ball in theory. But Brady hits a hole-in-one, goes crazy, so they cut to the drone following the ball, and you watch the ball go in. Bogus, buy or sell that was real.
I mean, it's Brady, so I feel like it'd be sacrilege to sell this. So buy it, baby.
Buy.
I love your optimism. Mr. Negativity, pretty baby over here, Tom DeCelestino. Buy or sell this was real?
Buy.
Oh, I thought you thought it was fake.
No. When it comes to Tom Brady, I have no reason to doubt him. I am very negative about mostly everything else in the sports world, not about my guy Tom Brady.
All right, I've got a couple. I got two more buy or sells. I'm going to hijack buy or sell. James on Twitter tweets at SportsWriter about the UFO I saw. F-35 fighter jets have vertical takeoff capabilities. Hashtag UFOs. Buy or sell, Bogish, that there might have been five F-35 fighter jets taken off from LAX at an angle that looked like it was counter to how the runway runs, but just went straight up.
I'll buy that.
All right.
Buy.
It's a good explanation. Never said
Absolutely.
It was aliens. Just didn't know what it was. Decel, buy that James is right. Maybe it was just an F-35
buy.
I love it. That explanation, that's all I needed. Just need an explanation. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's a more logical explanation. I can't prove that either one of you are right or wrong, but it's more logical, so therefore I buy it.
I mean, aliens, if aliens were going to fly over LA, they would have done that. If they're aliens, they're hiding. So I know it's not aliens. Okay. Decel, buy or sell that you are going to watch the Champions League final on Saturday in 2 days?
Buy.
Oh, good. Who do you got? And just walk me through the game. Who's playing? I do remember, but.
I'm going to go with Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And the other team, I mean, I've been focused on Real Madrid here. I'm going to go with Liverpool, actually.
Wow, bye. You got it right.
Bye.
I was so immersed in Real Madrid. You know, Liverpool just escaped my mind for a second
right.
there.
I got some buddies coming over. One of them's the guy that was in The Rock, and now it turns out he was in Kinsey too. He spoke. I've never seen the movie Kinsey, and this guy makes the best margaritas I've ever had. The last time we all watched soccer together was a Tuesday, and I luckily had the day off. And he brought these margaritas. They're like, I don't understand what he does. Let's just say that Tuesday became a Vegas Friday very quickly at noon.
Yeah, what number are we setting at for number of margaritas?
Saturday, I don't have to work. I do have to work. I have to do HQ that night. One. God, that's a bummer. Oh, you know what? If the Warriors win tonight,
you got nothing.
I'm off. So if the Warriors win, set the margarita at 5. They're amazing. He's like agave in them. He's got, there's some secret ingredients. I can't remember what it is. He buys a special tequila. They're amazing.
Warriors win. You're in for margaritas, and you can exhale about your travel plans.
Yeah, let's go. So the Mavs are probably gonna win.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the one to say that, but probably.
Bogus, you're a Chelsea fan. No, you're not. Hold on.
Correct.
Hold on.
Tottenham.
I got it.
Come
Tottenham.
On.
I knew that. I'm sorry. By the way, what a win last week to get in the top four. Wow.
How about that? Champions League football. Look out.
Buy or sell, you're able to root for Liverpool because it's rooting for the Premier League in the Champions League final.
Ooh, that's going to be a sell.
Sell.
I'm going to buy Bogus' answer.
Buy.
I want Real Madrid as a Barcelona fan to lose so badly, it is physical pain involved.
Well, so this is not like, say, rooting against the Phillies or the Braves because it's in the NL East, and as a Met fan, I hate them. This is more of, we are a pseudo-Benzema house. My son and I watched both of those ridiculous hat tricks he had in back-to-back games, basically. So he's like my son's new favorite player. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why we're going to lean towards them on Saturday.
Buy or sell, it would be okay for me to write your son a handwritten note explaining the Benzema blackmail allegations that go back in the trial and just, you know, the concerns about his character.
I'm going to sell that for now.
Got it. Okay.
There is a day where we will start to sprinkle in real-life considerations in terms of our rooting interests, but today, tomorrow, and Saturday is not going to be that day. But when it's time, Uncle Bill will have the ability to do this.
Buy or sell when he knows that Uncle Bill can help refer to him in the Bogus household, rename him, if you will, Badzima.
He'll like that.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
I'm sorry to hijack, T-Cell. Please continue.
All right, and I know you're not sorry, but that's okay. Rafael Nadal got his 300th career Grand Slam match victory yesterday during the second round of the French Open. Rafa, who turns 36 next week, is looking for his 13th career French Open championship. And oh, by the way, if you guys didn't know, because I know you guys don't follow tennis, that's the most all-time. Buy or sell Rafael Nadal. You guys are the only two tennis fans that I know. Buy or sell Rafael Nadal being the most talented tennis player of his generation.
We're the only two tennis fans you know.
Yeah.
How many people do you know? Like 11?
Not that many. I'm not really a people person. I know you can't really tell that about me. I'm so friendly and my sunny disposition gives like, I'm just so chatty and I like to make friends everywhere I go. It's not the case.
Talented's an interesting question.
I did that on purpose.
Then I will sell it.
Sell.
I think Roger Federer is the most talented.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nadal or Djokovic will end up as the best.
So there's probably no way to dispute that the Joker will finish as the most accomplished, right?
There's absolutely a way to dispute that. He's one down. I think it's likely Djokovic will get more. And Alcaraz's struggles yesterday don't help this, but there's certainly a scenario where Carlos Alcaraz blocks Djokovic in winning two more. Or when Nadal wins this French Open or a French Open. I don't think it, but Bogus, buy or sell, it's 90% or higher that Djokovic passes Nadal on the Grand Slam list.
Oof. I'll buy.
Bye.
Really? You think it's that high?
Well, that's my hesitation. Like 90% sounds, that's basically a guarantee. So I hesitated to go that high in the likelihood, but I mean, I'd be surprised if he didn't. Because he's not done playing, he's not done being elite. He can win any of the four. So I'd be shocked. Sure. And I don't know that Nadal wins another one, but I'm pretty certain that Djokovic will. So yeah, he's going to get past him.
That makes me sad. I'm going to say the name, and then I'm going to Novak Djokovic. Sell.
Sell.
All right.
All right, let's finish up with some baseball here. Now, despite going deep in the Blue Jays' most recent game, Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s numbers are down across the board from last season. He's hitting .263, 8 homers, and 22 runs batted in 42 games. A far, far cry from his MVP runner-up last year of .311, 48 homers, and 111 runs batted in. Buy or sell pitchers have figured out Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Sell.
Guys, and you hear about this in baseball, guys have seasons that just are inexplicable and one-offs. It happens. And so I'm not going to give up on that major talent just yet. I almost did Bum of the Week because I thought it was Friday, but it's Friday for D-Cell.
Can I admit the same thing to you? When preparing for the show today, I was I may have starting to write out Bum of the Week candidates. I also thought it was Friday.
Wow. What big plans for the weekend? You guys like you going partying? You taking Will partying?
Memorial Day weekend. It's the kickoff to summer. We are going down to the Jersey Shore.
I was about to say that nothing sounds more miserable than the beach on Memorial Day weekend. Won't there be 50,000 people there?
Depends on the weather. It looks a little spotty here in the Northeast. But yeah, we're going to try to enjoy the weekend at the beach.
You guys are doing like a little hotel? Like you guys a little stayover?
Yeah, yeah. We're 3 nights. 4 days, 3 nights.
Whoa. Little mini vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
High rollers over there in the D-Cell compound.
They are? Wow.
Actually, nothing like that whatsoever.
Is it free?
It is not free.
Did you call up and say, I'm D-Cell, and they said, sir, we'll have the penthouse ready for you, comped?
I left a message. I didn't actually talk to someone. But
yeah, that sounds right.
I've yet to confirm my reservation, but I left a message.
We're going either way.
We're just going to show up. We're going to show up. I really want to keep talking to you guys, but I think we're out of time. So I think that's have a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I'll be here tomorrow and Friday because I don't feel right leaving the audience ever. Or I'm saving my time for the summer. 855, and I'm working NBA anyway. I'm too busy, D. I got it's the NBA playoffs, D-Cell. All right. Let's talk about Ricky Williams renaming his name to Eric. Is it Myron? Marone? Myron?
Yeah. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Also, Winnie the Pooh the horror movie is apparently a real thing. And D-Cell brought this to me. The universe is upside down. Next here on the show after we get a CBS Sports Radio update, Andrew Bogish.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Welcome back into the show. It is Writer Than You here on CBS Sports Radio. Five-time world champion Gervonta Tank Davis defends his WBA lightweight title against number one ranked contender Rolando Romero live on pay-per-view Saturday night, May 28th. That's 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Go to Showtime.com to order now. We haven't discussed this yet. Colin Kaepernick's getting past tense, a tryout yesterday for the Raiders. Good for him. Good for the Raiders. He's 34. I have trouble believing he's going to be an effective quarterback at his age with his time off. I could be wrong. I'm just not going to heap praise on any NFL team for giving Colin Kaepernick an opportunity years after they should have, probably years after it's going to matter to him, when so many other things have happened in our country that are divisive that it doesn't even feel that significant anymore. That's where I'm at.
All I hope is that it was a legit tryout. The cynic in me, Mark Davis and the Raiders are being investigated right now for a hostile work environment. Multiple executives have left unexplainably.
Yep.
There are a bunch of accusations out there. I hope this was not a PR move, and that's all I'll say. I hope Kaepernick is getting a fair shake.
I mean, you're right. Everything you said is true. I would argue that it's too late for a fair shake. That the likelihood that he can be successful is greatly diminished by time and inactivity not of his choosing. Okay. This Ricky Williams story is weird. Here's the deal. Ricky Williams is married to a very successful attorney. And she, according to Ricky Williams, is excellent in social settings at work and able to navigate these situations with charm and aplomb. But when she gets into social settings that don't have to do with work, he overshadows her. Do I have that right, D-Cell?
Yep, yep.
So he changed his name to Eric Marone? What?
It
doesn't make sense.
I mean, I thought logic would have said, let me take her last name, maybe?
That's fair. Hey, Eric, what do you do? Nice to meet you. Oh, I used to be Ricky Williams. Yeah, that's going to really shine the spotlight towards your wife.
Yeah, I get it. I guess from the standpoint when you introduce yourself as Ricky and you see him, he's obviously still in really great shape. Like, everybody knows who Ricky Williams is. Even, don't non-NFL fans know who Ricky Williams is?
I mean, my wife wouldn't, but most would. Here's the other thing. I live in a community. I wouldn't have known this 10 years ago. I live in a community that has a lot of famous people. Everybody knows who they are. I said this an hour ago. I'll say it again. Steve Nash lives in the neighborhood. So does Kendrick Lamar. I've never seen him, though. I know, right? Steve Nash shows up. I see Steve Nash a lot at the restaurant. See him at the same restaurant like four times. and you and somebody, oh, Bill, have you met? Have you? This is Bill Ryder. Oh, this is Jerry Smith. I'd be like, aren't you Steve Nash? What's he going to say? Oh, no, I'm Jerry Smith. Or, oh, I changed my name. Well, now I'm not going to talk to his wife at all and be like, wait, you changed your name? Why? It doesn't make sense.
I guess this is more about when he's introducing himself for the first time to people, so they don't automatically just start asking him questions rather than take the spotlight off of his...
Are they moving to a new city? I mean, everyone's going to know who they are.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know what's weirder, that or the fact, I love that you sent this. You sent this. You found this. Winnie the Pooh, the horror movie?
Yeah, and is it weird? I'm not all the way in. I'm kind of intrigued.
So Winnie the Pooh is the Blood and Honey, it's called, which is a great name.
It's very aggressive.
It's not actually a cartoon character or Winnie the Pooh. It's a guy who wears it's a different guy who's changed his name to Winnie the Pooh in this fictional universe where he's a bad guy.
Right, wearing a mask.
What's his catchphrase? I'm more dangerous than the average bear.
I guess that's...
Wait, no, that's a different bear. That's the one that tells you not to start forest fires.
Oh,
smarter than the average bear? That one.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. So I got that wrong.
Yep. And then there's also Berenstain Bears,
which is part of the argument that we're in alternate universes because like the spelling. Anyway, it's a whole different. Don't need to get to that.
Okay.
Why would you watch? Oh, by the way, I thought when you sent this to me this morning when I read it, I was very, very tired. I thought it was actually somehow they had gotten copyrighted permission or stolen, I don't know, and that it was the cartoon character Winnie the Pooh going off and killing people.
Before I sent this to you, I checked multiple websites to make sure that nobody was getting one over on me. This is a real independent film. This is happening.
Winnie the Pooh. Can they do that?
Yeah. Evidently, they can.
It would be kind of, my daughter reads these books in which you take fairy tales and you just make it super twisted or change the outcome. Right? Ariel lost. Ariel got killed. Whatever her name was, the enemy takes over and she runs the earth. And that's the premise.
Are you into? I know you love movies. Are you into horror films?
I can't. Not necessarily my thing. I mean, I can be, but not. I've never seen the Saw movies.
Really? See, I've noticed the older I get, the more I get into it. I was not a fan of these as a kid whatsoever.
It makes sense. I mean, horror movies are predicated on the premise that there's no joy and it's all misery. And that kind of fits with your persona, your vibe.
Everything tracks. What you just said, it tracks.
I don't know if I've ever seen you smile.
It's fair. We've only been working together for 1 year.
For one year.
It's not enough time.
You make fun of me for being weird. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is what you bring me. That's where you go. I like it. I like the wide net. Obviously, I'm talking about it.
I didn't make it up. It's a real thing.
I saw a UFO. You brought me Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Maybe Tom Brady faked a hole-in-one, and Ricky Williams has changed his name to Eric Marone. Yeah, man, we're totally in a normal situation. Nothing goofy going on here. All right, have a good Memorial Day weekend, D-Cell. I'll be back tomorrow hanging out with you. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Ryder. The show is Ryder Than You. This is CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.